were to St. Matthew from the 27th chapter. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall, but when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. And they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." And two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." So also the chief priests and the scribes and elders mocked him, saying, "He saved others, if he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he desires him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders hearing it said, "This man is calling Elijah." And at once they ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Here in our gospel text for this evening, the unfairness of God is on full display. Here, God your Father has given everything to Jesus, and Jesus won't let you have a bit of it. Even though you earned it, even though you did everything required to receive your fair share of what God is handing out on Good Friday, when Jesus spoke the words, "It is finished," and breathed his last, he showed you that he won't let you have even one single drop of the condemnation that belongs to you. Tonight, Jesus Christ, your Lord, is a selfish Savior. "Truly, truly, I say to you, anyone who practices sin is a slave to sin," Jesus says in John chapter 8. "The wages of sin is death," St. Paul says in Romans 6. "For whoever keeps the law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it," St. James tells us in chapter 2 of his epistle. "I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments," God says in Exodus chapter 20. So here we have clear testimony of the Scriptures. For those who perfectly love God and perfectly love their neighbor, for those who perfectly keep his commandments and perfectly obey his will, you have earned eternal life for yourself. Your reward is peace with God forever. But for those who have failed, for those like you and me and this entire world of sinners who have broken the commandments countless times, what we deserve is condemnation and death and war with God. For those who have shattered the law beneath the weight of our transgressions, for those who have hated God with our own iniquities, for those who have loved ourselves instead of our neighbors, through all of these sins, what we earned from God was his wrath, his judgment, anger. So on Good Friday, as you stand at push them into a crown. Remember this. That crown is yours. It belongs to you. You worshiped your own pride instead of the God who made you. You profaned his holy name when you called yourself a Christian yet refused to forgive as Christ has forgiven you. You despised the word of God, choosing to fill your ears with the praise of this world instead of the call to repent and find peace in his mercy. With your sins, your transgressions, you did exactly what you needed to do to earn that crown of thorns and to feel it stab into your own brow. As you stand at the foot of the cross, as the soldier takes the nails and the hammer in his hands, remember that those are your nails. When you burned in anger and lust, when you turned your eyes away from the poor to live in as much luxury as you could possibly give for yourself, when you destroyed the reputations of your neighbors so you could puff out your chest and convince yourself that you were so much holier by comparison, that all of this under the guise that you were ever so worried and concerned for him. There, with those transgressions, you made those nails and bought for yourself the right to have them pierce into your hands and feet. And yet, there Jesus is, hogging the nails and the thorns that belong to you. There, as you see the crowds mocking Jesus, remember that he didn't do what was required of him if he wanted to be covered in insults and jeers. You're the one who earned the right to have God toss those insults and jeer at you. There, as Jesus shouts out in agony and suffering, remember that this is your pain. You did everything God required you to do in order to earn it, and yet there Jesus is, occupying your place. There, as Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Remember that through your shattering of the commandments, you are the one who earned the right to be forsaken by your Father. And yet Jesus has the audacity to claim this forsaking as his own. There, as Jesus cries out, it is finished, and died. There, the Son of God has the audacity to lay claim to your condemnation and your death. There, as he is covered in the blood that you earned the right to have spilled. There, as he is covered in the spit that you earned. There, your Lord is a selfish Savior. And when you look at Christ on the cross, what do you find? When you see that God your Father has covered him in the reward that you earned, what are you seeing? You are seeing that Jesus won't share it with you. Every ounce of your condemnation, he has claimed it as his own. Every bit of tissue ripped apart by the whips and nails and thorns, all of this punishment that was written with your name, Jesus has claimed it all as his own, and he refuses to share it with you. All of the wrath that God had at your sins tonight, your Father in heaven is stubbornly, obstinately refusing to let you taste any of it. The cup of wrath that is spilling over because of you, out of his eternal unfairness, God has taken that cup and given it to Christ. And just like his Father, Jesus refuses to share it with you. He's drunk it all down to the dregs and left you with absolutely nothing. Tonight, because of Christ's selfishness, because Jesus would not share the condemnation that you earned but that his Father gave to him, now there is no condemnation left. No more judgment. No more anger. And now, as Christ cries out, it is finished, and gives up his spirit, here Jesus declares that he will remain selfish for all eternity. Because of his cross, his blood, because his sacrifice has written your sins out of existence and left God with no reason to condemn you, Jesus will never share even a drop of the cross's suffering and judgment with you. Not once, not even for a second. And because Jesus was selfish at the cross. Because Jesus refused to share with you even an ounce of the condemnation that you deserve, Jesus has now shared with you all of the eternal life that he has earned. With his perfect obedience to the law, by always loving God with all of his heart and loving his neighbor as himself, Jesus earned the love of his Father, earned the right to rise up from death and enter into his kingdom. The Son of God, who took on human flesh, was the only one born of woman to accomplish these things. The right to be called the Son of God, the right to live with his Father forever, the right to rejoice in the feast of the heavenly kingdom. These were things that belonged to Jesus Christ and to Jesus Christ alone. And yet, tonight, the selfish Son of God, who would not let you have the condemnation you deserved, has now given you the forgiveness, the life, and the salvation that you didn't deserve. Tonight, Jesus has shared not 1 or 10 or 99%, but 100% of the Father's love that he has earned. He's given you 100% of his obedience to the commandments, 100% of his right to be called God's Son. He's given you every last ounce of his Father's kingdom. And so on Good Friday, and through faith tonight as well, Jesus refuses to share any of this condemnation with you. And for the same reason, born from the same love, tonight Christ shares with you all of his righteousness and all of his glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.